Shut your mouth, it's a blessing. Is trusting your GPS to get you to your destiny easier than trusting God to get you to where you need to be? If that's you, then you'll want to tune into this episode as we go over some tips on faith as I share my testimony. Welcome to the Bitter Sugar Show, where the sweetness of God's presence refreshes the bitterness of life just like a cold glass of lemonade. I'm your host, Yvonne Gurley. I don't know about you, but it feels like this is one of the hardest seasons to trust God in. Every day feels like God is asking me, like he did Peter, to trust and join him in walking on water. Can you imagine that? Let's just take a second. Just imagine Jesus is telling you to step out of the boat and trust that he will sustain you in walking on water. That's what 2024 feels like. It feels like God is saying, step out on faith and trust that I can hold you up. So, what does trusting God even look like? Every time I think I've reached the finish line of, I finally trust God. Because, you know, we get these trials and these storms. And every time I get to the other side of it, I'm like, I'm trusting God now. I got it now. My faith is secure now. I got it. Then what happens? Another storm comes. And I'm just like the disciples in that boat, that time where the storm was raging, the boat was rocking, and they all freaking out and wondering, is Jesus asleep? Okay, because that's what I feel like when I'm in a storm and my world is rocking and I'm praying and fasting and praying and fasting and I don't hear anything. I don't hear anything. And I get just like the disciples. And I'm like, is Jesus asleep? Jesus, are you asleep? Do you not see what's going on in my life? I promise. I feel them. I feel the disciples because I get the same way. Even though I have been walking with the Lord for quite some time, just like the disciples, they still got in a situation where even though they saw these miracles and everything, all these wonderful characteristics about Jesus, in the natural, they got to see it, and they still was like, Jesus, are you really asleep right now? That is exactly how I feel sometimes when I'm praying and I'm fasting and I can't see the Lord's hand. So I know some of you all can relate to that. And so I just, you know, it's just so crazy to me how I can be in one of those spaces where I'm wondering where God is, and then he will give me a word. And the word can come in so many different ways. It may be a video pop up in the algorithm of YouTube, someone I've never watched before. He'll use their video and it'll be exactly what I need to hear. Or it'll be the verse of the day on my Bible app. Or it may just be my quiet time with the Lord where he will give me a word, and I promise y'all, that word will refresh me just like a glass of lemonade. I promise I will be feeling so bitter about the way my life is looking, and God will give me a word and it'll refresh me and I will feel so much better. And so I just want to share that with you all today and give you some testimonies that I have gone through in my walk of faith with the Lord. The first testimony in regards to the title, Shut Your Mouth, It's a Blessing. Have you all ever been in a situation where you were complaining? Just complaining. And then when you get to the other side of the thing you were complaining about, it turns out it was a blessing. And you're feeling like, oh man, I gotta repent because I've been really complaining the whole time. It was a good old blessing. And so the first example I have of that is the grocery store. There's a store here in the area that I live in called Kroger. And no, I'm not endorsing Kroger, but it's just a store that I would frequently shop at. And I was on the phone with one of my sisters, and I'm going to get in this line, and the cashier is refusing to let me get in her line. Every time I hop in her line, she's like, no, go over there. No, get in that line. No, go over there. And she's not doing this to anybody but me. And so I'm on the phone with my sister like, this lady is tripping. Like, I don't know what's wrong with her, but she keep telling me to get out of her line, and she's not doing this to nobody else. So all type of things are running through my mind. I'm like, okay, is this a racial thing, or what is this? What is this? Why is she steady telling me to get out of her line and denying to check me out, but she's not doing this with anybody else? And so I can get a little rebellious, y'all, because I done been through some stuff. And so when people rub me the wrong way, I have to really join in with the Holy Spirit and resist trying to defend myself, feeling the need to defend myself, because I've been through so much and I've developed this attitude of nobody else. Okay, I've gotten to that point where nobody else is gonna do something to me. And so when I get that resistance where I feel like somebody's picking on me or anything like that, I have to join in with the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit quicken me and remind me, like, you don't have to take it there. You don't have to. I can do this. Trust me, I'm a way better fighter than you. I can do this. And so I have to let the Holy Spirit quicken me, because this mouth right here, I can take it there, y'all. Just to be honest, I know I have this big smile and I look so friendly and nice, but I can take it there. Okay. And so anyway, I go ahead and I get tired of being irritated with this lady, and I just get in the line that she's telling me go over there. I get in the line, and what happens is this lady checking me out, she stops what she's doing and she leans into her screen like this. She leans in and she's like, I've never seen this before. And I'm like, what's going on? What haven't you seen before? And she was like, it's telling me to give you this big discount. And I'm like, really? I do my digital coupons and everything, but this has never happened before. She was like, it's telling me to take off. And y'all, please forgive me, I don't remember the exact amount that was taken off, but it was either $20 or $40 off my entire groceries in addition to my digital coupons. Okay, that has never happened to me before, and she said she had never seen it, but she said I gotta apply it because not letting me check you out unless I do this discount. Okay, so y'all, she does a discount, I get my discount from the digital coupons I had clipped, and then on top of that, the discount that her system was telling her she had to apply to me. Y'all, I'm on the phone with my sister to do throughout this whole process, and she's like, oh my god, you look at you, it was a blessing. And I'm like, it was a blessing. Y'all, there was definitely a time where I needed to shut my mouth, because it was a blessing. And that has happened to me so many times in regards to complaining about something, getting frustrated with something, and the whole time it was a blessing on the other side. And now I'm growing to a place. I ain't gonna say I've got there, because I'll get tested on that. I'm growing to a place where when I am extremely frustrated, now the idea of this is possibly a blessing does come in my mind. Or what is God trying to do for me? What is he trying to teach me? What is he trying to show me? Now I try. It doesn't always happen, because I'm going to be honest, sometimes I go to the fields and I feel all those emotions of being irritated and frustrated because I don't know what's going on, because I'm naturally a why person. I need to know why about almost everything. And I wish I was not this way. I wish I was somebody that could just roll with the punches, but I need to know why this is happening, why this happened. I'm a why person. The Lord has been working with me on being a why person, and look at me. I even want to know why he made me this way, this way, where I just gotta know why, okay? And you're just not gonna always know why. And so when I'm in those phases where I'm complaining because I'm frustrated, I don't know what's going on, I have begun to understand that it just might be a blessing. So now I'm beginning to do this questionnaire thing, like, okay, God, before I get to running my mouth, let me see if it's something you gotta say. Let me see if it's something you wanna show me. Let me see if it's something you wanna teach me. And not just run to, oh, it's the devil. Oh, it's the enemy. The enemy doing this to me. The enemy doing that. Now I'm just like, okay, God, what is this? Talk to me. Show me something. Please give me a message. Please give me a message. And help me understand, okay? So I'm getting there. Like I said, I'm not going to say I'm all the way there because I don't need no test coming my way. I don't need no test coming my way, okay? Because I'm tired, y'all. I am tired. And so the grocery store is just one example. Another example is my car. Okay, my car has been in several accidents, and each time God blessed me, and I have truly experienced the two fish and five loaves of bread with that car, y'all. That car, first example, when I first got the car, I prayed and I declared that the car would be paid off early in full. I was like, this car is going to be paid off early in full. And I would declare and pray that all the time. I would say that all the time. Y'all, within, I think I might have had the car a month, maybe 2 months. And my husband is driving a car and a deer runs into my car, totals it. And oh yeah, it got paid off in full, all right. It got paid off in full, but the car, even though the body of it was like a soda pop can, whatever you call it, soda pop, I'm gonna just put them together to make all y'all happy. My car looked like a soda pop can. It was just so ugly, y'all, but it was driving perfectly. It just, the body was ugly. So I kept driving that car because it was paid for. And God blessed me to be able to get everything redone. I basically, after he got done, I had a brand new car, a brand new body of everything. And I was so thankful because at first I was like wanting to complain about what happened to my car. But at the same time, my prayer was answered. My declaration was answered. The car was paid off early and paid in full. So, I mean, I was driving an ugly car now, but it was paid for. And so when God blessed me to get my car rebuilt, I was so happy. Even though in my mind, in my spirit, I want to complain, but at the same time, I was conflicted because I wanted to be grateful that the car was paid off. But the second time the car was in an accident, I was in college still, and I went back to college really late, y'all. I went back to college in 2020 during the pandemic. And so I was in college and I kept hearing collision pileup. Kept hearing the Holy Spirit say collision pileup. And I said, oh, I'm not going anywhere because I don't want to be in an accident. I dropped my kids off at school and daycare, and I came back to the house and I said, I'm not going to class. And I didn't go because I was trying to avoid this collision pileup I kept hearing in my head. So I stayed at home all day until it was time for me to go pick the children up. I'm bagging out of the driveway. I'm on the phone with my nephew. I get out of the driveway. I'm getting ready to pull off. And I see this car coming up the street, and I'm telling my nephew, this guy's going really fast. He don't even look like he's gonna stop. And y'all, he did not stop. He drove directly into me, okay? And he was supposed to drive directly into my door, like literally T-bone me. He was supposed to drive directly into my door, but y'all won't believe what happened. His car, instead of driving directly into my door, it's as if God sent angels to lift that car up. All of a sudden, I'm seeing the car come toward me, and it was nothing I could do because it was so fast. his car all of a sudden is like going over my car like this. And I'm like, we ain't on no hill or nothing, y'all. His car just lifted up and I'm seeing it drive over my head. And his car ended up getting stuck on my trunk. So it was like this, if that makes sense. And I will post the picture and so y'all will see what I'm talking about. It was very supernatural. And all of my neighbors and everybody came running out. And the guy climbs out of his car and he has the nerve to say it was me. He tried to get out of it and say it was me. And this is the time of day where people are coming home and leaving for the evening, like if you work the evening shift. Or so it was a lot of neighbors coming, getting in their car, getting out of their car. So lots of people saw it and they couldn't believe it. They had their cameras out and everything, you guys, because it was very supernatural. Nobody could believe it. And so everyone's like, no, we saw you run the stop sign. We saw you run the stop sign. He was just in complete denial and tried to somehow say it was my fault. And of course, the police officer was like, absolutely not, sir. You definitely ran a stop sign. I can tell by the position of the cars. You definitely ran that stop sign. And so I'm getting irritated with the guy because he's trying to deny this in my face. He didn't even ask, was I okay? He didn't care about me. Okay, he did not care about me. And so I was very irritated that this happened. Plus, I was real concerned because I have had several surgeries on my back. I will do another episode in my healing testimony. But I was concerned because I had back surgery not too long ago. So I was very disturbed because I was like, no, I'm finally about to get my life back. And this happened. And so I was irritated and, you know, I was like frustrated because I'm like, God, like I tried to stay at home to avoid this accident and it still happened. Like it just happened as soon as I pulled out the driveway. And so, y'all, that accident really blessed me. And I ended up getting my settlement from the accident on my birthday, because God is sweet like that. On my birthday. Okay, he's sweet like that. And so I just, again, I was complaining, I was irritated, and I was frustrated. And it was another situation where I needed to shut my mouth because it really was a blessing. And y'all, I have so many. That was the second accident in that car. The third accident was, I was coming out of the church parking lot. I was in the aisle of the church parking lot. I had a fellow church member did not see me. They backed out into my car. Y'all, this was the worst time for me to get in an accident, okay? Because financially, this was the worst time, okay? Out of all the other times, this was the worst time because I am in a new state. I will do another video on my testimony of moving to Texas. The wonderful experience that has been, okay? And I say that with so much sarcasm, but this was the worst time, y'all, for someone to hit me because financially, I'm here with no family, no friends or nothing, so I can't get a ride or nothing like that. So I'm very frustrated because this was the worst time. And again, at the moment, the member was telling the insurance company that it was somehow they were denying at first, like that they hit me. And so I was just so frustrated, y'all. And I kept complaining, like, God, like, why? I mean, y'all, I was frustrated because I couldn't take no more. I was so frustrated and so much has happened since the move and everything. I couldn't take no more, and I complained so much and I cried so hard and I prayed and I cried and I prayed and I cried, y'all, because I couldn't take no more. So much has happened, and that ended up blessing me again because that provided me with sustainability that I otherwise would not have had they not hit me. Because eventually I applied, y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a scripture, and just in case y'all need it too, where somebody has wronged you or done something and they are not complying, I prayed Psalms 26 and Psalms 27 to that situation. And you all, I encourage you to check that scripture out, because I prayed that scripture and that person ended up accepting fault. At first, they were not trying to. The insurance company told me they were going to deny that claim, and they believed the other person. And I was like, no, this is my only car. Like, I mean, you know, you guys have to do right, because this is my only car, and I have to take my kids to school and all this stuff. So Psalms 26 and Psalms 27, if you need a decision overturned because someone has wronged you, you could apply this to, like I said, my car accident, some type of lawsuit at work where someone has come against you and it's not right. Psalms 26 and Psalms 27, I just experienced it, y'all. It will pray that scripture, okay? Anyway, that got overturned, and it really blessed me, you guys, because it gave me sustainability through some things that I otherwise would not have had. And so I wanted to just give you guys those few testimonies and let you see how God used that car for me to personally experience the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, because he used that car to bless me over and over and over again. And I complained. I was at the store complaining, and every time I was complaining, God was really blessing me. Every time I was frustrated, God was really blessing me. And so that's why I titled this, Shut Your Mouth, It's a Blessing, because I want you all to join me in learning this and not being so quick to complain when life is frustrating you, and just try to see what God is doing. I have some scriptures, other scriptures to add in regards to this topic. And did you all know that all of this is tied into obedience? I know I haven't used that word in this video, but it really is tied to obedience. And when I was praying and I to God about this, I got Deuteronomy 28, and I'll just read verse 1. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation this time. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Also, I'm going to skip down to verse 6. That was verse 1. And 2, verse 6 says, wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Verse 7, the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in 7. Okay. Also, in verse 8, the Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouse with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. That, again, that it has to deal with obedience and your blessings being tied into your obedience. And you all, like, if you're outside of the will of God, 9 times out of 10, you're being disobedient in some area. That is tied into while you keep going through trials. Not necessary to say that if you're being obedient, you won't have any trials. That's not what I'm saying. But if you keep going through the same thing over and over and over again, then you may be in disobedience in some area. And that may be why you're not experiencing the blessings of God. I also want to give you Jeremiah chapter 17, verse is 5-8. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans. Your GPS, you trust in your GPS. It's easier for you to get in your car, type in your destination, and you don't have no doubt in your mind that GPS is going to take you exactly where you need to go. But when you put your prayer request up to God, you can't trust him at all. You don't believe he's really going to get you there. You might want to check that. That's something I have to work on. Just really think about it. Is it easier for me to type in my GPS where I want it to take me and trust is going to get me there with no doubts at all. Even if there's a wreck or accident or anything in the way, you still trust that it's going to get you there. And we need to have that same mindset when it comes to our prayer life and our relationship with God. We need to put the same amount of trust that we put into the GPS. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit on this. We need to put the same amount of trust that we put into these GPS when we type in our destination, that no matter what happens along the way while it's taking me there, that it's gonna get me there. No matter what happens along the way, I'm gonna get to that destination. We need to have that same attitude when we're approaching the throne, when we're approaching God. We need to have that same attitude, Lord, that no matter what happens along the way, you're gonna get me there. So I'm gonna read that verse again. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. This is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, GPS, and people who rely on human strength and technology and turn their hearts away from the Lord. So I added in GPS and technology. The word is referring to human strength and humans, but I'm gonna also add in technology. If you're putting your faith in some area of technology and you're trusting it more than you're trusting the Lord, if you're trusting this platform, YouTube, if you're trusting TikTok or any of these things, if you are putting your trust that into technology, that it can give you a word better than the word of God, if you're only getting on YouTube and you're never opening your Bible, then you are trusting humans more than you trust the Lord. So I urge you all to go beyond just watching YouTube videos, to open your word up. And I promise you, eventually, if you don't understand, the Holy Spirit will help you understand. In verses 6-8, it says, those who trust, you know, in just humans, they are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty land. And so if you feel like you've been in the wilderness season for an extremely long time, I encourage you to meditate on this and ask God, is there any area of your life that you don't trust him, to reveal that to you? Because it says that if you don't trust him, it says they are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. If you are feeling hopeless, then examine this. Ask God to expose this area of your life so he can deal with it for you. And it says in verse 7, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. So what that means is, no matter what's going on in your life, you're going to produce what God has ordained you to produce, and you're going to be sustained no matter what is going on in your life. Just like at the grocery store, the Lord, even though I was being frustrated in that situation, the Lord was actually blessing me and sustaining me. Even though I have been through several car accidents in the same car, God allowed me to experience the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread because he blessed me several times with that same car. So I'm just wanting to encourage you all to be anchored in the Lord. And I'm telling you everything that I'm saying to myself, that no matter what's going on this year, I know since 2020 has really been hard. Really, if you're anything like me, your whole life been hard. Whole life just been hard. But I just encourage you to be anchored in the Lord, and that way, no matter what comes your way, you're going to continue to produce that fruit that God has ordained you to do. And so this is the end of this message. I hope you all are encouraged and inspired to go and seek the Lord for yourself, and I hope you are challenged. The next time you type in your GPS to take you somewhere, I want you to think about where your faith is. And do you feel just as much confidence in your prayers to the Lord as you do as typing in your destiny to the GPS? Again, I am your host, Yvonne Gurley. This has been an episode of Bitter Sugar, and I want you guys to stay connected with me. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Gurley Writes. That's G-U-R-L-E-Y. Writes like write with a pen. That's at Gurley Writes on all social media platforms. Also, you can email me at GurleyInk, that's G-U-R-L-E-Y-I-N-K at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you all. You can post your comments down below. I hope you all stay connected, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Bye.